You might say there was a line in front of the Wells Fargo teller window yesterday.
I want to make very clear that we never directed nor wanted our team members to provide products and services to customers that they did not want. That said, I accept full responsibility for all unethical sales practices in our retail banking business.
On Capitol Hill, that's Wells Fargo CEO John Stumpf testifying in front of a hearing of the Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs Committee, where Republicans and Democrats were all lining up to take a shot.
I've been on this committee for nearly 10 years now. You have done something that has never happened in the last 10 years and united this committee on a major topic. And not in a good way.
Wells Fargo CEO John Stumpf being excoriated by Democrat John Tester over revelations that Wells Fargo created almost 2 million fake accounts open for customers without their permission.
Why is this crystal clear proof that an entity as big as Wells is not only too big to fail, but it's too big to manage and it's too big to regulate? 1% of a big part of your business is fired over fraud, but that doesn't rise to your level.
Yeah, and Senator, that's a good question. I've thought about that. This was a problem of focus.
Stumpf was forced to focus on how consumers were billed for millions in fees, like a fee for not maintaining a minimum balance. How could you? On an account you know nothing about. The bank has since been fined a total of $185 million and has fired at least 5,300 employees. The money is a pittance compared to Wells Fargo's stock value, which CEO Stumpf noted. A rhetorical investment which only earned him the blue-faced rage of Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren.
Okay, so you haven't resigned, you haven't returned a single nickel of your personal earnings, you haven't fired a single senior executive. Instead, evidently, your definition of accountable is to push the blame to your low-level employees who don't have the money for a fancy PR firm to defend themselves. It's gutless leadership.
CEO Stumpf took responsibility and tried to say that his bank did not have a culture of compelling retail employees to commit fraud to meet financial targets. Stumpf said his employees were paid good money, at which point New Jersey Senator and Democrat Bob Menendez stepped up.
I know that in response to Senator Brown's question as what is an average banker at Wells Fargo made, you said between $30,000 and $60,000. You said that's good money. How much money did you make last year?
$19.3 million.
Now that's good money. Now that's good money.
Alexis Goldstein is senior policy analyst for Americans for Financial Reform. Alexis, this is all good fun, but help us to understand seriously what the importance of these hearings are and where we might go from here.
I think this raises important questions. As Senator Vitter said in the clip that you played, are these some of these banks still too big to manage? If the CEO, John Stumpf, is telling the truth and saying he didn't know about this, well, then that means that maybe there's just too many employees for him to oversee. That's one explanation. Another explanation is that they knew that this was happening and they looked the other way. In either case, I think we still have a situation where these banks are so big they either can't be managed effectively or they can't be regulated. So I think it creates a lot of questions moving forward.
Referencing Republican Senator David Vitter, there's also Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren we heard from there, Bob Menendez, a Democrat. There's partisan unity here, it seems. But do you think the Senate really has a will to make significant change here? Is this a sign of the success of accountability on Capitol Hill, or did something get by the changes that were supposed to have been made in 2009?
I think that we still have a problem with these banks being so unaccountable and so large. It remains to be seen, for example, if John Stumpf is going to lose his job or not. I should say, though, that there are things that the regulators could do now to try to prevent some of this from happening in the future. And a lot of that is because of the changes that we made in the wake of the crisis.
I can't resist playing this from Senator Sherrod Brown questioning John Stumpf. Listen.
Over the past 10 years, your bank has had approximately 39 enforcement actions, just a few of which have come up today. Many were related to failure to serve or abusive conduct towards customers and investors. You talk much about Wells' culture, how proud you are of it and its ethics. What does this say? If you've had 39 enforcement actions, what does this say about Wells' culture and compliance programs?
We have more work to do.
Alexis Goldstein, more work to do. Is that the bank or Congress that has more work to do here, or both?
I think it's absolutely both. I think also there's more work to be done from the regulators. One of the things that came up in the hearing over and over again is the executive who oversaw all these abuses, an executive by the name of Carrie Tolstead, is walking away with nearly $125 million in compensation as she retires. She's being allowed to retire. She is not being fired. And one of the things the regulators can do is they're writing rules right now to govern how compensation happens in these large firms. And they could strengthen the rules and say, listen, if you get slapped with a huge fine like this, if you're found to be doing illegal things, you have to claw back and take back any huge pay packages for executives that oversaw this. You have to bring back the big bonuses for the CEOs. So we have an opportunity that doesn't even need to go through Congress, which, as we all know, is a very difficult thing to do right now. But absolutely, I think there needs to be real changes as Wells Fargo. John Stumpf should seriously think about at least giving back some of his bonus money.
Alexis Goldstein reminding us that there aren't a lot of precedents for what's happened at Wells Fargo and the accountability that there would need to be to prevent it from happening again. Alexis Goldstein, Senior Policy Analyst for Americans for Financial Reform. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.